Welcome to the Linux Lugcast. We're an open podcast slash lug that meets at 9 p.m. Eastern every Friday and first and third Friday of the month using Mumble. If you'd like to join us, please visit linuxlugcast.com for the server details. We have a Mumble how-to on the site explaining exactly how to configure Mumble. Then you can join us in the Linux Lugcast room. During the live show, if you're unable to join us in Mumble, you can listen to us streaming live. You can also join us on IRC on Freenode on the Linux Lugcast channel. And if you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to discuss, please email us at feedback@linuxlugcast.com. We also have a Google Plus community site and a mailing list. Just visit our website for the direct links. All right. So, welcome to episode 70. And Happy New Year. I'm Fweeb. And with us tonight, we have 5150.
Howdy, folks.
Honky Magoo.
Evening and Happy New Year.
Netminer.
Yes, Happy New Year and Happy little Christmas.
And Tony Bemis.
Hello, everybody.
Cool. Now, shuffling on forward, we got a lot of feedback on our Google Plus community page since the last show. I guess the first one up to bat was Kevin Wisher posted a link to Nagios on a Pi 3. Anybody want to talk about that one?
Well, actually, the link from the Google Plus is actually a review of the Nemo version of Nagios on the Pi 3 that was posted on Cat 5. So, of course, you know, the direct link will be in there. And if you scroll down, I'll talk about this some because this is the this is actually my first item on my show notes. I guess the second image. NEMS. And if you guys remember, I bought Pi 2 last year specifically to put Nagios on because somebody found an image out there that was Raspbian with Nagios already installed. Of course, you can just, you know, I've tried some various things like manually installing Raspbian, but it was on the Diet Pi, and I had just way too many things going on for anything to work. So this was posted again the other day. I thank Claudio in Facebook. I don't remember for sure, but I followed that link, and I can attest that, you know, it just works. You just install it, follow the instructions. You know, you want to change the user and root passwords. I haven't replaced the default user, which is Pi, with, you know, with another user because I didn't want to take the chance on breaking the thing yet. Sometimes you create a user and it does not necessarily bring in all the groups that, you know, the custom user that's been put on there is set up. But, you know, changing the password is fine for security. So it's up and running on my network, and you log into its, you know, you go to a browser and you go to the IP of the device, and, you know, it's got a beautiful interface on top of it, which I think is specific to NEMS. Now, the one thing I haven't done, it's just sitting there, but it can't really do anything because for it to communicate with all devices on your network, you have to install monitoring software on each and every host to communicate with the Nagios server. And of course, the drawback of that is, I don't know if it's more than a negligible, but, you know, every time you install a resident program that's running all the time, obviously that's going to have at least some effect on your performance. And the link's pretty short, even though it's in the show notes. I'll read it out. It's baldnerd.com/NEMS. And just based on the guy's handle, I think we ought to invite him to be on the show sometime. But this, you know, this is what I've been looking for nearly a year, just a out-of-the-box solution, Nagios on your Raspberry Pi, boom, done. Now, one thing on the website is he doesn't think a 2 is fast enough. It's a, you know, he says, I'm only supporting three. You know, it may run on earlier versions, but don't ask me any questions because I'm not going to support anything before the Raspberry Pi 3. So, and you know, mine's not doing anything but sitting there being a server right now. So I may find out that in actual practice, I need a little more horsepower.
I wonder if PFSense has an Agios interface.
I think so. That's an interesting question. And you know, I'll look for it between the before the next episode, because of course that's on there too. Well, no, you guys already knew it. I had my PFSense server up and running, so I'll see.